What's up, world? This your boy Real Juice, the hip hop hero, and welcome to Rap God Immortal, the baddest missus. What's up, world? Welcome to Rap God Immortal, man, with me, your boy, Real Juice, the hip-hop hero. And you're listening to another episode of the 40 Days and 40 Nights nominee road to the baddest missus. Yeah, man, I really want to thank y'all for listening, you know what I'm saying? Fucking with me, man. Fucking with Rap God Immortal, man. Look, I really thought, man, it was necessary, you know, to do a female edition, the baddest missus. You know, like the last few months, man, have been crazy, man. It's been really enlightening. It's been opening my eyes to a lot, man, out here in this industry, man. I hope it's doing the same for you, man. But now we're into breast cancer month, man, and we're still going. You know what I'm saying? We're going to be going all the way through the holidays, man, and we'll be picking the baddest misses sooner than you know. Because time flies, you know what I'm saying? You know, I always had a thing with time. That's why I named my company Second Age Entertainment, you know what I'm saying? Because, like, every second we age. Like, if my clock stop, yours gonna keep working, you know what I'm saying? If I get locked up, you know what I'm saying? Or whoever get locked up, you know, time ain't gonna stop, you know what I'm saying? It's just gonna keep moving, no matter what. So, you know what I'm saying? So that's why I had this thing with time, you know what I'm saying? And time is of the essence, man, real talk, man. But look, I really think our female artists, you know what I'm saying, need shit like the baddest missus, you know what I'm saying? They need exposure, man. I need for them also to know that they're respected and loved, and I fuck with them for real, and so does everybody else in the world, you feel me? You know, but coming up in a few months, Rap God Immortal will be dropping a new show entitled Dead Homies. It's where I'll be promoting all our fallen soldiers, you know what I'm saying, with all due respect, you know what I'm saying? It's like, that's really where Rap God Immortal came from, because it's like, you know what I'm saying? When you provide or leave your art, you know what I'm saying, behind after you pass away, you know what I'm saying? It becomes immortal, like meaning it continues to live, you know what I'm saying? It gets played, you know what I'm saying? And heard over and over long after you're gone, you know what I'm saying? So, but using God in the title, Rap God Immortal, okay? It's like when you pay your dues and you like make it to another level, you know what I'm saying? Like your status. Like being larger than life, you know what I'm saying? That's where, you know, the rap God, the God part come from. And that's God, G-O-D, lowercase, not capital G-O-D. You know what I'm saying? But look, you know, we all are gods, like, you know what I'm saying? If you really, you know what I'm saying, do what you're supposed to do here in this world, you know what I'm saying? Like, once you make it to a certain level, you know what I'm saying? And you should be able to help people change their lives, you know what I'm saying? So that's kind of like, you know, a godly thing, you know what I mean? When you can affect and touch so many others, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's like you being on a whole nother level, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, anyway, this episode 19, okay? And today, I'll be talking about future of the female representation and diversity in hip-hop. And I'll also be talking a little bit more about relationships and answer a few questions, you know what I mean, that we hadn't got to from the past episode, okay? But yeah, again, it's the highly ranked and most anticipated new podcast in the world, Rap God Immortal's Save Hip Hop Movement Female Edition. And this is the 40 Days and 40 Nights nominee road to the baddest misses. With me, a real one, Juice the Hip Hop Hero. And the nominees thus far are Sexy Red, Lotto, Lady London, Megan Thee Stallion, Lady EXO, Baltimore Bella, Sweetie, Cardi B, Eve, Queen Najee, Black China, Young M.A., Ice Spice, Young Miami, Glorilla, Asian Dial, K-Goddess, Doja Cat, Pap Chanel, Nicki Minaj, Scarlett, Chinese Kitty. You know what I'm saying? Now we halfway through the 50, you know what I'm saying? 50 artists, you know what I'm saying, symbolizing 50 years in hip-hop, all right? So look, I also need y'all to go to Spotify to my Q&A interaction, okay? Tap in Rap God Immortal, Female Edition, the baddest misses, to vote for your favorite female artist. All right? But yeah, now it's time for a mix. So I'll be back after this. What's up, world? You're listening to the Rap God Immortal podcast featuring me, your boy Real Juice, the hip hop hero. Yeah, again, share it with a friend, share it with a friend. Share it with a friend, share it with a friend. Welcome back to the 40 Days and 40 Nights nominee road to the baddest misses. You just heard a fire ass mix. We had some Patrilla, we had some Sandy Cheeks, and some Jaden Alexis. Ah, yeah, that shit was fire, man. Yeah, that's three more runner ups for the baddest misses, man. Sandy Cheeks, Jaden Alexis, and Patrilla. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, they went hard, man. That shit was dope, man. And how appropriate, you know what I mean? You know, we've been talking about relationships, you know what I'm saying? And we just came across Jaden Alexis' music, you know what I'm saying? But I want to wish her and Blueface the best, you know what I'm saying? You know, the situation with him and Krishan Rock, it ain't, you know, it ain't work. You know what I'm saying? It is what it is, you know? It be like that. But, you know, their relationship was an example of some of the shit that we've been talking about, you know what I'm saying, that can happen in relationships under the microscope and in this industry, you know what I'm saying? I saw a post by her, by Krishan, you know what I'm saying, saying that they was going to be together forever regardless, and she called their relationship toxic, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, I can tell you about those kind of relationships for sure, you know what I'm saying? You know, I think a lot of us can relate and understand what a toxic, you know what I'm saying, relationship is sometimes, you know what I'm saying? And 9 times out of 10... you know, you've probably been in one before. But, you know, sometimes we don't see it, you know what I'm saying? We don't see it as toxic at the time. You know what I'm saying? It can shit fuck around and trick you sometimes, and you would fuck around and think it's love, you know what I'm saying? But it's not, you know? But we're going to get into a little more in-depth about toxic relationships a little later today, though. You know what I'm saying? But, man, I'm loving this baddest missus shit, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm getting more familiar with a lot of these underground female artists. You know what I mean? It's so dope to hear them pop their shit, you know what I'm saying? Express how they feel, you know what I'm saying? And what they going through. I'm loving this shit, man, real talk. Before I forget, I want to let y'all know to be listening for the details for the Baddest Misses Showcase, all right? But yeah, but before I started this project, I was on some shit like the homegirl Sexy Red from my city, St. Louis, you know what I'm saying? What's happening? Northside, yeah, I know what it is. You know what I'm saying? You know, she inspired me to, you know, do part two. You know what I'm saying? I know I told y'all this part like 3 times now, but, you know, the world was already fucking with Cardi, Megan, Lotto, Nicki. You know what I mean? But there's so many other females that need exposure once again. So, and they, you know, they out here really doing their thing. So they really, really need, you know, us to, you know, support them. I mean, there's so many of the new females. You just don't know. I can count over 100 right now. You know what I'm saying? But I couldn't at first. Like, right now, if you sat there and tried to count over 10, I bet you can't. You know what I'm saying? You know, you might, but you ain't going too much further than 10, I'm telling you. But there's so many, you know what I'm saying, female artists, man, with so much talent, man, out there. You know what I'm saying? They just need exposed. They just need, you know what I'm saying, me to show them some love and y'all to show them some love. So that's what we're going to do. But, yeah, we at the number 22nd spot, all right, for the 40 Days and 40 Nights nominee road to the Baddest Misses, all right? And nominees thus far are Sexy Red, Cardi B, Megan Thee Stallion, Nicki Minaj, Lady London, Big Lotto, Lady EXO, Baltimore Bella, Sweetie, Young Miami, Glorilla, Black China, Queen Najee, Asian Dye, Ice Spice, Young M.A., K Goddess, Squalip, Chinese Kitty, Doja Cat, Pap Chanel, and Eve. Ah, yeah. We got to keep this female narrative popping, man. You know what I'm saying? And we're going to keep breaking down these barriers, man, and beating these stereotypes for real. It's really, really the rise of female artists, man, in hip-hop real talk. You know what I'm saying? And as a little quick history, review, you know what I mean? It started with female pioneers like Roxanne Shanté, the real Roxanne, MC Light, Queen Latifah, you know what I mean? Who made these enormous contributions, man. You know what I'm saying? And challenging gender norms, paving the way for all the female artists today. You know what I'm saying? So always, you know what I'm saying, get them their flowers and respect those. You know what I'm saying? They come before you. You know what I'm saying? That shit is important, man. But, you know what I'm saying? But up until presently, you know what I mean? You know, like I said, it's the Nickys and the Cardis and shit. You know what I'm saying? To presently, you know what I'm saying? But these women have major influence, you know what I'm saying, on redefining, you know, women in hip-hop. You know what I'm saying? They've been doing really well, you know what I'm saying, facing all the challenges, dealing with sexism, unequal opportunities, and yet still remaining to use their platform to advocate gender equality while empowering, you know what I'm saying, the up-and-coming female artists behind them. You know what I'm saying? So, but personally, you know what I'm saying, I see a bright future for the females, you know what I'm saying, in hip-hop, man. So, you know, the lyrical content, you know what I'm saying? It's having a tremendous impact, you know what I'm saying, on this genre. You know what I'm saying? Rap God Immortal and Real Juice the Hip Hop Hero will continue to support, encourage, and bring to light these contributions of female artists, man, in shaping this hip hop. All right? And you know what I'm saying? I'm going to get into another Baddest Misses nominee mix. All right? And when I come back, I'm going to touch on female artists, you know what I'm saying, that's influenced other genres of music. You know what I'm saying? So, look, don't move. I'll be back with more Rap God Immortal, Save Hip Hop Movement, Female Edition, The Baddest Misses. Yeah, again, share it with a friend. What's up, world? You're listening to the Rap God Immortal podcast featuring me, your boy Real Juice, the hip-hop hero. Welcome back to the highly ranked and most anticipated new podcast, Rap God Immortal Save Hip-Hop Movement, Female Edition. It's the 40 Days and 40 Nights nominee road to the Baddest Misses. Yeah, if you've been listening on Spotify, man, you just heard a fire-ass mix. We had some Project Barbie, and we had some Trina, the Baddest Misses herself. Yeah, if you a real one, man, congratulate. Don't hate. You know what I'm saying? Show some support. Go to my Q&A interaction on Spotify. Tap in Rap God Immortals, Female Edition, The Baddest Misses to vote for your favorite female artist. We at the number 22nd nominee spot right now, all right, with a little more ways to go. We climbing to the 50th nominee, you know what I mean, representing 50 years in hip-hop. And we on our way to find out who the baddest female artist out there, all right? But if you remember a few episodes ago, you know what I mean, we discussed the characteristics, you know, we thought the baddest misses should possess, all right? And we'll go over it again soon, all right? But however, just vote for who you fuck with, all right? Again, go to Spotify to my Q&A interaction to vote for your favorite female artist or email me at real314juice@gmail.com or realjuice314thehiphophero. That's my DM, all right? And these contacts, you know what I'm saying, are also the way for you if you got music you want to play or for promotional packages for your brand, business, or whatever you got going on. You know what I mean? Fuck with me. Let me know. You know what I mean? All right? But Rap God Immortals, Female Edition, the Baddest Misses will continue to push the female narrative, man, and support female artists in hip-hop, helping them change and reshape societal norms in the industry, all right? Female artists, you know what I'm saying, they face sexism, man. Being hip-hop, you know what I mean, has historically been a male-dominated genre. You know what I mean? But sometimes it's objectified and judged based on, you know what I'm saying, their appearance more rather than their talent. You know what I'm saying? So they're also unrepresented in mainstream success. You know what I mean? Like opportunities that make shit harder for them to break in the industry and gain recognition and shit like that. You know what I mean? That's why the baddest misses is so important and why I'm using my platform and doing what I'm doing. You know what I mean? You know, because as a man, as a black man, I get it. You know what I'm saying? I understand how shit is, you know? So me already being a promoter at heart and, you know, what I've done, you know what I mean, for 23 years now, it's really natural for me. You know what I mean? It's like, you know, that's how I really am. Like, I'm really, you know what I'm saying? That's really how my mind work, you know? It's like, you know, female artists out here sometimes, you know what I'm saying? They, like, hit a whole different set of standards, you know what I'm saying? The male artists, they, like, people criticize them for being too sexual and, you know what I'm saying, not standing on the traditional gender roles. But, you know what I'm saying, males are praised, and, you know what I mean, for similar behavior. So female artists struggle to secure their record deals, you know, sometimes, like, making it harder to gain exposure and build a fan base, you know. So they also be stereotyped, you know what I'm saying, for being less skilled and authentic, you know what I mean, compared to males. You know, and being that they face skepticism, you know, it's like they got to work a little harder to prove themselves, you feel me? As talented artists, you know what I'm saying? You know, they got to prove themselves as talented artists, not just like sex symbols, you know what I'm saying? Or just like it's just about sex all the time, you know? But female artists, they really need support and mentorship, you know what I'm saying? Like, within the industry, like, to guide them through the challenges that come with, you know what I'm saying, that come with this business, okay? And it's kind of hard sometimes for them to find a female role model who can guide them, you know, because you know how females get, you know, with all the drama and shit. But, you know, there are successful female artists, as you know, but they're usually an exception, you know what I'm saying, versus the norm. It's like, in other words, you know, they out here in the industry, you know what I'm saying, but most female artists in the industry, they go through so much to get there, you feel me? But female artists, you know what I'm saying, you know, the female artist narrative is more common than ever, though, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, Rap God Immortal, the baddest missus, you know, will continue to promote and push, you know, the female narrative, increasing awareness, gender equality, you know, females in hip-hop, and, you know, to get their recognition, you know, it will grow and, you know, in this industry will become more diverse, you know what I'm saying? So if we keep on working, you know, we'll switch the tables, we'll make it a level playing field, you know what I'm saying? We gotta just keep working hard. So we're gonna get back to a little more music, you know what I'm saying? One more mix, and then we're gonna talk about toxic relationships and, you know, some, I'm gonna answer some questions that we had from the last episodes, my email that I hadn't got to yet. All right? So sit still, don't move. It's your boy Real Juice, the hip hop hero. I'll be back after this. What's up, world? You're listening to the Rap God Immortal podcast featuring me, your boy Real Juice, the hip hop hero. Welcome back to Rap God Immortal, the highly ranked and most anticipated new podcast in the world, with me, the hip-hop hero, the voice of realness, reality, and reason. Yeah, let your voice be heard. Go to Spotify to my Q&A interaction, tap in Rap God Immortal, Save Hip-Hop Movement, The Baddest Misses, to vote for your favorite female artist. Yeah, we've been talking about relationships the last episode or two, man. Like, whether your relationship is an industry relationship, or like if you're an artist of some sort, you know what I'm saying? Or even just toxic relationships, man. You know, toxic relationships come from people like not being all the way real with the person they're with, I believe, you know. I think that's the root of the problem. Like, in any toxic relationship, it's usually trust. Like, toxic relationships are like love-hate relationships as well, man. It's like people in a relationship, they like despise each other. You know what I'm saying? For some reason or another, but yet still yearn for each other, you know what I mean, in another way. 9 times out of 10, it may be sexual, you know what I mean, that they still yearn for each other for, but or maybe it might be finances. The other one might take care of the other person or some sort. But toxic relationships are dangerous because it's kind of like a close enemy in a way. You know what I'm saying? When they say keep your enemies close, yeah, you really, really do in that situation, man. It's like, I say that because it's like, you know, you don't get along for some reason or another, but you can't stay away from that other person. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? There's instances that, you know, they might not even want the other person, you know what I'm saying, to be with. You know what I'm saying? It may be that, you know, because some people don't want to see you with nobody. You know what I'm saying? If you ain't with them. So, you know what I mean? They might not want the person to be happy because of something old that might have took place in their relationship before, you know. They may have been hurt and just never got over it. You know what I'm saying? So it could be anything, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, if you ain't truly happy, you know what I'm saying, and something's bothering you about something, you know, in your relationship, you need to communicate that with your partner. I mean, you really, really do. Because talking and communicating would be better than any violence or anything else occurring. You know what I'm saying? So hopefully, you know what I'm saying, y'all ain't to the point to where you can't hold a general conversation because, you know what I mean, it can get that bad, you know what I'm saying, to where, like, anything the other person say, like, irritates the shit out of you. You feel me? And then it won't work, definitely. You know what I'm saying? Like, the simplest thing can turn into an argument. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know what I'm saying, y'all made it to that point. You know, man, and then ain't no coming back, you know what I'm saying, once you get there. So, you know, as you know, communication is the key to any successful relationship, man. So, like, if you can't talk, you know what I mean, what's the point? It's like a lot of different examples of a relationship being labeled toxic. It could be an instance in which, like, controlling, you know what I mean? It could be physical or verbal abuse, some type of sexual situation, to drug abuse, you know what I'm saying? There's situations, well, let me say relationships, that one person, you know what I'm saying, they might make all the decisions, you know what I mean? Or, you know what I'm saying, they got to know where the other person is at all times. I mean, they'll go to the crazy the extents of, like, tracking the other person's phone, you know what I mean? Or keep calling them, texting while they out, you know what I'm saying? Simply no trust, you know what I'm saying? And you got to have trust, man. You got to. So, I mean, maybe one person's like that because they full of shit. They probably doing wrong, you feel me? Or they just simply insecure. I don't know. But, you know, there's relationships where one person in the relationship, like, totally disrespects the other, like, by calling them, you know, names, vulgar names. That's like verbal abuse, you know what I'm saying? But sometimes it's a two-way street. Sometimes both of them cuss each other out, you feel me? And that's really toxic. So, you know what I'm saying? Or you got people that only, like, get together if they high or drunk, you know what I mean? That's like, you know what I'm saying, like a sexual scenario, situation or whatever, you know what I'm saying? But, you know what I'm saying, I'm talking about, you know, I also want to tell Joe Smith, the basketball player, you know, keep your head up. He found out his wife had an OnlyFans account. He was pretty upset about that. And then I want to say, tell Jeezy and Jenny, you know what I mean, they couldn't work it out. It's all good. Keep it moving. You know, I wish y'all luck on your future relationship, you feel me? And I also want to tell Nelly and Ashanti, congratulations, you know what I'm saying, for working their shit out. You know what I'm saying? They seem happy as fuck. You feel me? And that's what's up. So, yeah, she bought him a new whip for his birthday. You know what I mean? That's what's up, Ashanti, you know? So, yeah, but we're going to get back into another mix. So sit tight. All right? Don't move. Be back in a hot second with more Rap God Immortal, Save Hip Hop Movement, The Baddest Message.
What's up, world? You're listening to the Rap God Immortal podcast featuring me, your boy Real Juice, the hip hop hero.
Yeah, again, share it with a friend, share it with a friend. Welcome back to Rap God Immortal with me, your boy Real Juice, the hip hop hero. Yeah, bringing you the 40 Days and 40 Nights nominee road to the baddest missus, man. Yeah, this is for all my boss bitches out there, man, doing y'all thing. Look, I'm going to continue to cut for you, man, and represent the culture as it should. But look, I'm going to need you to go to Spotify to my Q&A interaction to vote for your favorite female artist. And keep listening every chance you get to me right here on Spotify and other platforms such as iHeart, Apple Music Podcast, Amazon, and Audible. Just to name a few. Yeah, you just heard a fire-ass mix from Big Liz, Mama Million, and Big Jade. Yeah, man, I'm so proud of all my female artists out there, man. Y'all really doing y'all thing, man. Keep that motion going and keep making that hot music, man. But look, I want to nominate Suki, Young Devin, Sandy Cheeks, Jaden Alexis, and Project Barbie. Yeah, man. So nominees thus far are Sexy Red, Eve, Pap Chanel, Megan Thee Stallion, Ice Spice, Lady EXO, Baltimore Bella, Young Miami, Young M.A., Lotto, Lady London, Sweetie, Cardi B, Queen Najee, Black China, Glorilla, Asian Doll, K Goddess, Doja Cat, Nicki Minaj, Scarlett, Chinese Kitty, Project Barbie, Jaden Alexis, Sandy Cheeks, and Suki. Oh, and Young Devin. Ah, yeah, that's our top 25 nominees. We halfway through to the top 50, man, representing 50 years in hip-hop, man. Look, man, I'm going to tell you right now, man, shit finna get good, man. Y'all think episode, I think it was 11 and 12, like 13 and 14, was like quadruple X rated, man. Stay tuned for episode 20 coming real soon, man. It's real toxic shit, man. I wouldn't have never thought, you know what I'm saying, people was fucked up like me on my level, man. But there's a couple motherfuckers out there, man, on my level, man. Y'all fucked up, man. I know I'm here, so yeah, y'all really here, man. Wait till y'all hear what these people asking, man. Ah, but look, make sure y'all stay tuned, man, to your boy Real Juice, the hip-hop hero, Rap God Immortal, Save Hip-Hop Movement, Female Edition, The Baddest Misses.